Queen Elizabeth was depicted on bobblehead dolls, commemorative plates, silk screens by Andy Warhol, and lots of screen entertainment. Director Stephen Frears said it was her inner life he tried to capture in his 2006 film, The Queen.
The problem with making a film about the Queen is that she's famously a very reticent person.
He said it was hard to get below the surface of a woman who was quoted as saying of herself, "I have to be seen to be believed." Critic Linda Holmes of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour has a new essay up on NPR.org about how we here in America saw the Queen through popular culture. Linda, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So many movies and TV series about the royals over the past few years, the Queen central in almost all of them. What do you think explains her appeal in our country?
Well, you know, a lot of British people, I think, will tell you that Americans care about the Queen more than a lot of them do, which I think makes sense because there are all of these portrayals, the Queen with Helen Mirren, which you mentioned, the Crown, others. And through all that, Americans can, if they choose to, see the Queen and the royal family through these portrayals as kind of a fairy tale or a family drama, without dealing with the costs, the political problems, and certainly the ugly history of colonialism that's part of the story of that family. They can engage with the family for the gossip and the glamour, and they can ignore the rest of it again if they choose to.
There is that image of Elizabeth, the vivid suit, the matching hat, a proper black handbag. But there was an awful lot of, has been an awful lot of drama in the family. What do you make of the way her story is depicted often quite differently?
Well, some portrayals of the Queen are more about her biography, like The Crown. A lot of them do focus on her relationship with Diana. That's true of Spencer. It's true of Diana the Musical, which opened and closed fairly quickly on Broadway not long ago. It's even true of The Queen, where Helen Mirren played her, which was largely about her mishandling of Diana's death and her kind of failure to anticipate the public reaction.
What do you think is missing from a lot of the popular cultural portrayals?
The focus on palace intrigue and kind of personal biography meant that these versions of her rarely considered her from the point of view of ordinary people in Britain, let alone, you know, the people who were harmed by colonization for centuries.
She did seem to become more visible after the death of Diana. She would go out, meet people, and of course, appeared in a few, I thought, very funny skits with James Bond and Paddington Bear and some others. Are these images also part of who she was in our minds?
Well, it's hard to tease out what was part of the growth of tabloids and sort of constant news and social media, and what was that kind of mindful positioning on her part. But certainly, I think they knew they had a major PR problem in the palace after Diana died. And it did seem like they worked on a kind of a charm offensive for the family at events like the weddings of both William and Harry. They put her forward through the London Olympics and her Platinum Jubilee, and you did see those skits. So I think there was certainly some use of these cultural events to create a positive image of her and the family. She even hung out a little for her Jubilee with the very famous bear, Paddington.
Happy Jubilee, ma'am. And thank you for everything.
That's very kind.
Oh, I love that. I'm a sucker for that. Linda Holmes from NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.